We're on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're about 8 lines down. But Urz Adochel Lomar Vechinim Barim and Mizonos. Wait a second. By rice and millet, you don't make a barim and a mizonos by them. You're saying that they're different from the 5 grains, so you don't make a mizonos. Vatanya, we have a brisa of Avilu and a pas Urz pas Dochen. If you bring in front of them a bread made of rice or bread made of millet, mevarchel of tchilu v'sof, you got to make a bracha in the beginning of the end. Kamaisa kedera, just like any maisa kedera, just like anything else that you make in a pot and whatever it is. Got maisa kedera tanya, and by maisa kedera we already learn a brisa with tchilu mevarchel of barim and mizonos v'sof mevarchel of brachachas main shalosh. And before you eat it, you have to make a barim and mizonos, and at the end you got to make an alamichya. So too by rice and millet, it should be the exact same way. Kamaisa kedera lo maisa kedera. Says the Gemara, no, it's like maisa kedera, but it's not. Kamaisa kedera mevarchel at tchilu v'sof, just like maisa kedera, you got to make a bracha in the beginning and the end. But lo maisa kedera, but rice is not like maisa kedera. The maisa kedera b'tchilu barim and mizonos, but in the beginning by rice you make a barim and mizonos. V'sof brachachas main shalosh, and at the end you make an alamichya v'yelu hacha b'tchilu mevarchel ashakol nivvaro. But by rice you should really make a shahakol l'b'sof b'varim nifarshus rabos chasin arok masha bara. And the end you make a brain of fasha. So it's like, but not like. We say, wait, but is lab maisa kedera who? Are you saying that rice is not considered maisa kedera? Vatani, eluim maisa kedera. Here's maisa kedera. Chilka, which is grits. Targis, another type of grits. Soles zaris, this type of rice thing, or flour thing that they had. Va'arsan, another type of thing that they made together with some type of dough. Va'oriz, and rice. So we see that rice is just like maisa kedera, and you make a mizonos and alamichya. Hamani, Rabbi Yochum and Nurihi. You're right. That's Rabbi Yochum and Nurihi. Tani, Rabbi Yochum and Nurihi. Oriz mean dagenu, it's a type of grain. Va'chayim and lochim mutzal karis, and even chayiv karis for it on Pesach. But we don't hold that way. He even says that a matzah made with rice would be chayiv on Pesach. But the rabbis don't hold that way. You don't think the rabbis made a brahim and mizonos on rice? We have another brisa. If one chews a wheat kernel, you're going to make a brahim adama. Talking off Obishla. However, if you ground it up, you baked it, and then you cooked it, bismash, if the pieces are really big, first you make a motzi, and then you bench. But if the pieces are not that big, make an alamichya. Here's the part of the price of the meaning. Hakoz is always, if you chew rice kernels, if you grind it up and you bake it and you cook it, right, then even though the pieces are really big, in the end, make an alamichya. We see clearly from this brisa that you make a brahim and an alamichya on rice. Mani ilim, Rabbi Yochanan Uri, if it's Rabbi Yochanan Uri, Domar Ori's Mindagan, but then rice is really a Mindagan. Hamotelachamin Aritz, with Shlosh Brachos, by Yibruch, then you gotta make an Amoti and you gotta bench. Allah Rabbin Yamatri the Rabbanim, it's Yufta, Rabbin Shmuel to Yufta, that's a knockout of Rabbin Shmuel to Yufta. Rabbin Shmuel, the ones I set up above, that the 5 minim are different from rice. Must be that it's totally different. We'll get back to this. Amar, kozes zachit, if you chew wheat kernels, mevarchel a b'rei make a b'rei p'yatom, v'atani mevarchel a b'rei minei zorim. Wait a second, you got to make a b'rei minei zorim. Lokash Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, once Rav Yehuda, once Rabbanan, denan v'al yirakos omer b'rei p'yatom, the rabbis say you make a b'rei p'yatom on all vegetables, Rav Yehuda omer b'rei minei d'shaim. You have a specific bracha on it, it's called b'rei minei d'shaim. That's Rav Yehuda. Okay. Amar Mar, because the already, if you chew rice, mavrachal bari piyadam, make a bari piyadam, talking off for bishla, but if you cook it, avi shabruz gaim os bitchil, mavrachal bari minuzanos, lubusov barachas, main shalosh, you make a bari minuzanos, and in the end, you make an alamech, about time, lubusov lo klom. But I have another verse that says you don't make any brachachron afterwards. Amar Shish, lokasha, regulu, ha rabbanan, it's mach locus, rabbi gum leon, the rabbanan, what you make after you eat rice. They both agree that you make a bari minuzanos on rice, but what do you do after you eat rice? Tani, we learn of rice is that klokol, shum, mishiv, zaminin, anything that's one of the 7 grains, 7 types. The fruits that we have that we praise Eretz Yisrael over. Rav Gamliel, Moshe Shbrachos, Rav Gamliel says you bench. Mechomri brachas main shalosh. You make a brachas main shalosh, which is an ala mechi or ala eitz or whatever it is. Ma'aser Rav Gamliel was a kenim. There was a story with Rav Gamliel was a kenim. Shoyim esum bialiyav yiricho. They were sitting in an attic in Yiricho. Vavu lufnei mechol kosavos. They brought dates to Achlo when they ate of anasum. Rav Gamliel rishos. So Rabbi Kiva levarachan. Rav Gamliel said to Rabbi Kiva, I give you permission to bench. Kafatu baruch Rabbi Kiva brachas main shalosh. What did Rabbi Kiva do? He got up and he made. And Alamechia, I'm the Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva. I'm a Santa Machnis, Rosh Kabin, and Machlokas. What are you putting your head in between this Machlokas for? Right? What are you doing? You should bench. I hold me bench. I'm the Rabbeinu, Afabishato, Imerkein, Mechavercha, Omerkein. Even though you say this, but your friend said the other thing. Therefore, I have to go with them. And that's why I made an Alamechia instead of benching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in his name, Kol Mishuv is a min of lo min dagan, anything that's one of the 7 min, but it's not dagan, omin dagan, but also a pas. Or it's a min dagan, and you didn't make it into bread, that can be wheat and barley. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shal Shbrachos, Rabbi Gamliel says, you still bench, Shachamim Rabrachachas, you still make a brachachas, main shalosh. Kol Shein, lo Mishuv is a min of lo min dagan, if it's not one of the 7 grains, and it's not a type of grain, Kikon Pas or Zedochan, for example, bread of rice and millet, and that's why we brought this up. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Brachas, main shalosh, make an alamichio, Rachamim, lo klum, the chum, you say, you don't do anything at all, which is a brain of fasha is b'mayu kimza. So how did you just establish that brisa, which said you make a brachas main shalosh? You said it's Rabbi Gamliel. But look at the end. If the pieces are not big enough in the beginning, you make a brimin rezonos, and the end, you make a bracha achas mitzvah, you make an alamichim money. Who is that? He said on dates and on grits, you're gonna bench. Boy, if it's bread and just the pieces aren't big enough, you have a kasha. Of course, he's gonna bench. Must be the rabbis in that rabbin. Now we have a steer on the rabbis. What do the rabbis hold? Do they say you bench on rice, or do they not bench on rice? You're right. There's got to be a mistake in the brisa. Instead of saying by rice that you make a brimin rizonos, and in alamichya you should write by rice you make a brimin rizonos, and in the end you don't make a bracha at all, which means you make brain of fashos. And that's how we pass when we do mizonos and brain of fashos, although there are some great poskim who hold otherwise about rice. Two dots. Amarava. Hayriya to the chakloi. This stew made by the villagers in Mashula Kimcha that has a lot of flour in it. Vrach b'rim minuzos yimikam mizonos. Maitaina to smida iker. The reason why is because the flour is considered the iker to mechuzah. If it's from the towns, the Mashula Kimcha, they didn't put in a lot of flour. Vrach lo shakloi mivro, you put shakloi mivro because of the, probably the milk or the honey is the iker. Maitaina dovsha iker. Vahadar Marava, then Rava said, idu idim b'rim minuzonos. Both of them are going to be b'rim minuzonos, meaning both of these stews of the villagers and the stews of the cities, right? You would make a brim in Rizonos. The Rav Shmuel, the Torah, Kol Sheish Melachim, is meaning Vrachon the brim in Rizonos, because Rav Shmuel said that if it has one of the five grains, you can make a brim in Rizonos. Amar of Yosef. Hai chavitza, these paper ring kazais. This chavitza, it's like a challah kugel. It has pieces of bread that are the size of kazais. But Tilim Vrachon Hamotzilachim in Aretz. It was open Vrachon Shlosh Brachos. In the end, you got a bench. The lace paper ring kazais, but if the crumbs are not the size of a kazais, but Tilim Vrachon the brim in Rizonos, it was open Vrachon Hamotzilachim in Aretz. In the beginning, you make a brim in Rizonos. If it's regular cake, Mizonos, in the end, you do Alamech. Amar of Yosef. Where do I get that from? Where do I get from over here? The chavitza, right, that has certain sizes that you'd bench. The Tanya, we learned about Tayyum and Makra Munachos, Yerushalayim. If a person is going and bringing Munachos, the flour offerings in Yerushalayim, on Baruch Shechinu, we can make a Munachos on Amazon, as he makes a Shechinu nut, on the Achlan, he takes it to eat it. Mivarach, he makes a Baruch, on Motzi Lechem, in Aratzani, Allah, Kulim, Potsim, Bekazayas, and all of them, as long as there's a size of a Kazayas, then he may make a Motzi Lechem, in Aratzani, that's it. I'm going to buy, let me out, the Tanya, Rabbi Yishmol, the Rampokhan, Shemachzin, and Lusoyson, that you can, the Tanya, Rabbi Yishmol, the Academy of Rabbi Yishmol said that you can crush it down until you turn it back into its soul. You no longer have to make hamotzi lechem in aretz because you brought it back and then you made it into bread from there. If you're going to say, yeah, v'atanya, look at me kulin kazayis v'achlin, if you take a kazayis from all of it together and you eat it that way, chametu, if it's chametu, you get karis, v'imatu, if it's matu, adam, yotu, v'yichov, asma, pasach, yotu, yichiv, on pasach. Hachamai skinon, says Rav Yosef, do you know what we're talking about over there? Bisha orson, when you went in and kneaded it back together and then you rebake them. That's the idea behind it. The Achim, let's have a look at the Seifa. That's if you eat a Kedei Achilas Pras. What does it mean, She'achlon, you ate them? She'achlo me, boy, the way it ate. That's only if it comes from a big piece of bread. My Havelos, what's Alacha? Amr Shesh, Hai Chavitza. This type of Chavitza, which we call this weird type of milky, stewy type of thing, right? Chavitza, Afal, Gavzal, is Beipurun Gazais, even though it doesn't have crumbs the size of Gazais, Mavarchalam, Motilacham, and you make a Motilacham in Arts, because it really is a bread kugel type of thing. You should make a moti amarava v'udika la torisa din hama, as long as it sort of looks like bread. But that leads to a little issue of what's considered the look of bread nowadays. Really, most of these things are going to be a moti anyway if you're eating it as a meal. Truknin is chayv v'chala. Truknin, they're chayv and chala. Now, what exactly is truknin? That's a great question. Nobody really knows when it comes to stuff like this, but truknin, whatever that is chayv and chala, meaning you have to do afroshes chala. He also, Ravinam Rabiochan, truknin, patur min chala. Ravinam Rabiochan says, they're potter from chala. My truknin, I'm rabbi, kubra ara. Well, it's a cube of ground. You sort of like make a hole in the bottom of the oven itself. You pour water and you pour flour in there, just like you would in a pot itself, and then you bake a cake like that. Rabbi Teresa, this type of Teresa that was really almost like a pancake. Petur min chal, my Teresa, Yikad Amri, Gavol Marteach. It's something that you made as a pancake. You pour the dough in. Yikad Amri, Namad Hindika. It's sort of like this bread that looks like a cigar. Yikad Amri, Lechem Asay L'Kutach. And some say it's this bread that's made for Kutach that you use for this dip, this milchig dip that you take it up with. Tanu Rechia, Lechem Asay L'Kutach, Potem Nechal, is going to be Potem Chal, because you're not really eating it as bread. But we have another verse that says it is. How's it going to tell you? Tell me, Rabbi Yidoh Imar, Masem Mochichon Aleh. It depends on what you're doing it for. If you're using this bread, then obviously it's going to be Mahamud Silichon Aris. Otherwise, if it's just a dipping thing, then you need like a chip, well, then it wouldn't be. Asen Ki Oven, if you made it really thick, Chai Oven, or Chai Oven Chala, Kilimudin, but if you made it very thin, Peturin. Amalei Bailo Rabbi Yosef, Hai Kubit Ara, Maim Varachon Luya. What brachon you make on this Kubit Ara? Amalei, Misavarta Naamu, you think it's bread. Gubla Ba'amu, it's just something you need together. Mavarachon Brahminos, and you make a Brahminos. Made it he was Kovea Sudan, Baruch Aleh, Moti Lech Menorah, who shows Baruch Adidah Moti, and he benched. Am Rav Ravashi, Vadim Yosef Ben Yudah Chavasu Pesach, my time, your Yosef Yerchiv on Pesach, what's the reason? Lechem Oni, Karina Bey. We say it counts as Lechem Oni, so you could be using it as your actual thing. Whatever this stuff is, it's this type of whatever, Kubida Ara, you could be Yosef Yerchiv on Pesach if it's made in the right way, like matzah. Okay, we'll stop right there. We're about 7 lines down in Lamed Chesam and Aleph.